Well, you think the Lord Jesus is going to let this fellow get by with that? Our Lord turned on him, and I think his eyes flashed with anger. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. He says, you say, blessed is he that eateth bread in the kingdom of God, you rascal, you. I want to tell you what men have done with God's invitation for salvation. He says, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And that's the Lord. Will you notice this? And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Now, this is what men are going to do with the invitation. The invitation for salvation is gone out. What will men do with it? God has sent out this invitation, and this is what men are going to do with it. God's dinner's an invitation affair. You're not going to buy your way in. You're going to get in there by the grace of God if you get in. By grace are we saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. That is, you get into this dinner by receiving a gift. You couldn't buy an invitation to a dinner at the White House, and there are those in Washington that would like to buy it, and in the country, I suppose. But the only right to enter is the right of invitation. You can't shove your way in or stiff-arm your way in. Come, for all things are now ready. And what is it would exclude them? The only thing that will exclude any human being today from heaven is a refusal to accept the invitation. The Lord Jesus said, you say, blessed is he that eateth bread in the kingdom. That's pious nonsense to talk like that. Here's what men are doing with God's invitation. All right, what did they do? Verse 18. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Now, someone has said, I think I can quote it, that an excuse or an alibi is what this is. An alibi is a lie that is in the thin skin of an excuse. It's not a reason. And not a one of them said, I will not come. They didn't have a good excuse at all. I heard about a teacher once said to a little boy that was absent from school one day, said, did you bring an excuse? And he said, no. And she said, well, you go home and get a written excuse. And he came back with, I think, the best excuse that I've ever heard. The mother wrote down, said, the snow was 17 inches deep. Willie's legs are 16 inches long. He couldn't make it. May I say to you, an excuse, though, is given to cover up something else.